Welcome to using direct drop cell number interface with RMX. This video is an overview of the direct drop process from the RMX perspective. You will also need the third-party software, VoApps, and follow the instructions for that product to complete the process. So, what does it do? The direct drop gives you the ability to place a pre-recorded voicemail to any mobile phone without calling it. You can contact consumers without calling their mobile phone without an agent while adhering to compliance regulations. You can communicate to the consumer how they can contact your office via your website, phone number, or maybe both. This allows the consumer to contact your office and handle their account at their convenience. Finally, you can also set up different messages and scripts based on different scenarios. For example, have a tailored message for old accounts asking them to contact your office and let them know that they may be eligible for a settlement. So let's take a quick look at an overview of the direct drop process and what it entails. Step one, you're going to pick or select your accounts with the queue consolidation. This is where you specifically pick which accounts, which cell numbers that you wish to send to VoApps. You will use the queue consolidation to pick those numbers. Step two is you're going to set up the basics of creating an ITEL campaign. The key thing you want to remember here is you do want to create and use a predictive campaign, as well as your processing type is going to be for cell phones only. Step three is create smart codes for notating accounts and taking actions when using direct drop. You will need to create several smart codes. You'll create one smart code that will be used when you're creating the direct drop file, and then several others that are going to be applied after the calls are made and when you get the results file back. Step four is running the direct drop process. This is basically running the consolidation and creates the direct drop file. You'll use the option direct drop download process. When creating the direct drop files, you're also going to be able to set up the caller ID name and number, basically what you want presented on the consumer's cell phone, and the ability to apply a smart code to the accounts that were selected to be called. The final step in the process is retrieving the outcome file. After running the direct drop process, you will be sent a CSV file that you will upload into RMX. The upload process applies smart codes to take actions and notate accounts based on the results of the phone calls made. This concludes our session on the overview of using direct drop cell number interface with RMX. Thank you.